We're doing the Reb Chaim in Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, and Hilchos Bias Mikdash. It's the last Reb Chaim in Bias Mikdash. Okay. We're taking this Reb Chaim. It's a short Reb Chaim and a beautiful, abstract idea. Okay. So, the Reb Chaim says, he quotes the Rambam, V'chein adlakas aneiros k'shera bizarim, adlaka itself is k'shera bizar, v'fichach, m'heitiv akoinas aneiros, v'otziyam l'chutz, Mutal is al adlika. So Ram says, since it's k'sher b'zorim, so if you took the neiros outside of the heichal, so the zor can be madlik now. All right. In the heichal, apparently the Ram is not being matir, but outside the heichal he is. So, but that'll be clarified as Reb Chaim goes on. But meantime, he does say that outside of the heichal, it's mutter for zor to be madlik, and that's what the Rava doesn't like. Basagas alam Avram Hiflig. He went too far. Kashama mutalazar la liga. Elashem and likan ksheros. But the evidence kasha bizarre. But lachatchila, certainly, the zor should not do them. Should not be malikna. So Reb Chaim explains. He says, what's the Ravid Asaga here? He says, the Ravid Asaga is like this. He agrees that adlakas lava vode. It's definitely not an avoda, and it's not psula bazaar. Because if it were an avoda, it would be psula bazaar. But it's not an avoda, so it's not psula bazaar. But there still is a din mitzvasa b'kayim, because in kachim you have a kiyum. A lot of things that that are not ma'akev, but there's a kiyum a mitzvah if it's done the right way. That's a klal in kachim. Many, many things is only l'kiyum. So it's a kiyum to do it with a coin over here. But it's not ma'akev. But nevertheless, it's a kiyum, because the pasuk says, baloscha saneros. So the pasuk in baloscha is the pasuk of baloscha is clear that it must be b'kohen. It should be b'kohen. All right, dabar laron, mada baloscha saneros. And therefore, he says, it's asur, the Ravid says, asur lezor lahadlik l'chatchila. So therefore the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and he says the term, the expression, mutter lezor lahadlik, is incorrect. But it should be, b'dyevet, it's not ma'akev. But l'chatchila, it must still be done, b'kayin. Barak to kivin the psul of the zor lesagabah, al kain, in midlikon k'sheris b'dyevet. He says, since there's no psul zor, so that's why b'dyevet, it's not makev. But l'chatchila definitely must have a coin. That it must be, balos chasen, the pasuk is muchach, that it must be by a coin. Okay. So now Reb Chaim steps in, and he says that really he wants to explain the Rambam, Rambam's position. That the Rambam also has to agree that there's a kiyum of b'kohen. So he says, that's what he says. Ram Surle Kane, even Ram also holds that way. That it's dafke b'kohen l'chatchila. He says, but that's only when he's madlik b'fnim. In the heichal, mashenik b'fnim l'chutz. Why? Because the etzem ma'isad laka b'shaita lo havi od ma'isan mitzvah klal. The mitzvah is dafke b'heichal. So he says, because the Maisa mitzvah really is only a Maisa mitzvah behechol. But chutz lehechol, it's not a Maisa mitzvah. The kivan the rakach kach kishihi omer is luka behechol bun kamaz ha'azu da'avi ki mitzvah so dineo ha'kem med lo shaykh mitzvah skuna om abad laka rakach shema liga bun kama. Avo kishot tzim lechutz v'likon b'zes v'le l'ram the mutagam l'zol lakum l'chatchil kivan dineod b'chlal lakas minar klal. Okay, so what Reb Chaim is saying is like this. That when he's madlik bifnim, so in other words, when he's madlik bifnim, then there's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah in adlaka itself, because that's really the makom adlaka. But b'chutz, if he's madlik b'chutz, so there's no ma'isa ha-mitzvah in the adlaka per se. It's just that later when he brings it into the heichol, so there's a kiyum mitzvasa, and the kiyum mitzvasa is a kiyum that it's Luka Vomenes Behechol. All right? So therefore, he says like this, that's why the Rambam holds that there's a difference between Bifnim and Mibachutz. that if it's done mibifnim, so then there's a maisa ha-mitzvah of hadlakas ha-nor b'migdash. So since it's a maisa ha-mitzvah of hadlakas ha-nor b'migdash, so it must be done al yedei kohen. It should be done al yedei kohen l'chatchila. And it's not mutter to do it l'chatchila al yedei zohar. But where it's outside of the heichal, so then there's no maisa, there's no kiyum in the maisa hadlaka. Of a mitzvah sadlaka saneras b'migdash, so but it's still kosher because the kiyum mitzvasa is that the nero should be dluko b'hechol. So when he takes it and brings it back into the hechol, so then it's everything is fine because then you have the kiyum mitzvasa that's dluko b'hechol. But the maisa hadlaka was not a maisa mitzvah. Because the Maisa Mitzvah is the Maisa Mitzvah Adlaka is Dafka Bifnim Behechol. Okay? Now he says like this. He says, yeah. Keep it, they know Bechol Lachs Narkol. Amnon, Cain, Demoya Din Dizoris Psula Badlaka Saneros, Oz Lav Machal Kina Klaal Benet Likim Bifnim Likim Bachutz. Mishim Dachkach Kashi Bifnim, Chas Bachshar Din Maisa Kunom Abba. Of Mekivin the Chol Din Kuna Shabbat Ena Makeves Ena Rak Mitzvah Kain Shabbos Shel Ram the Kol Zer Rak B'Shaita Beis Kiyum Mitzvaso below Bedlika B'Chutz. Okay, so he yells like this. The thing is, what he wants to do at this point is, what's the difference between a psul and between a kiyum? That because that's really a schilik over here. That if it's a kiyum, so then it's only bifnim, but if it's a psul, then it'll even be b'chutz, okay? So that's what Reb Chaim is trying to explain over here in this paragraph. The difference between a kiyum and between a psul. So what he's saying is like this, that the mice, you see, in hadlaka saneros, there's a maisa mitzvah hadlaka, but the maisa mitzvah has a kiyum, and the kiyum is that you have is that the menorah is dluk of omedis. Okay, so it's a maisa and a kiyum. The maisa is hadlaka, and the kiyum is that it's dluk of omeres. Okay, in certain mitzvahs you have like that. You have a breakdown between the maisa and between the kiyum. So sometimes you have a kiyum belave, and there's a maisa. In many mitzvahs you have that breakdown. They have a maisa, and then you have a kiyum. So Reb Chaim is saying like this. That in Adlaka Saneris, that's the same thing. There's a Maisa Mitzvah Adlaka, but the Kiyum is that it's Dluka Vomedes Bifnim. So if it's a Psul, so it won't matter where you do it. Even if you do it Bachutz, it'll still be Makev. Because if it's a Psul, what does a Psul mean? A Psul means it lacks in the Hechsher of the thing itself. So therefore, the Kiyum is going to be lacking. All right? So therefore, the kiyum is going to be lacking. But if it's only a kiyum, it's not a psul. So a kiyum is an enhancement. It's an accident. It's an enhancement of the. It's an enhancement of the maisa mitzvah. So where there's no maisa mitzvah, there can't be any enhancement. Okay. So in other words, so therefore, what Reb Chaim is saying is the following. Since Adlaka Saneros is composed of two components, there's a Maisa Mitzvah Adlaka, and there's a Kiyum of Luka Vomedes, so if you say it's a Psul, that the Zohar is a Psul, so then it's a Psul in the Guf HaDavar of the Cheftza Shel Kiyum or Shel Mitzvah. So then it doesn't matter where you do it. What's in the Maisa, did it outside. But the fact is, there's no Hechsher. A Psul means it's an essential, substantial lack. So therefore, there is no dluk of almeres. You can't create the cheftza of dluk of almeres. The kiyum cannot exist. But if it's simply a kiyum that it should be done al yedei kohen, so that is a halacha in the maisa mitzvah. When you have the maisa mitzvah, but when is the maisa mitzvah? Maisa mitzvah is b'mkoma b'heichol. That's when there's a maisa mitzvah of lakas neiros and migdash. But if it's b'chutz, so there's no maisa mitzvah. No maisa mitzvah. So a kiyum is nonsensical. Okay, that's the Reb Chaim up to this point. All right. Any questions? Okay. A kiyum means an enhancement. It's an enhancement of the thing. So it's not substantial. It's an enhancement of the maisa, that that it should be done, that when a kohen does it, it's more proper. It's an enhancement. But that's where he that's where you're engaged in a performance, which is a performance of mitzvah. But if it's not a performance of mitzvah, what kind of enhancement could it be? What kind of a kiyum could it be? You follow? But when you're talking about the substance of the thing itself, the kiyum, the actual kiyum mitzvah, which is that it's dluka v'omeres, then if it's a psul, it's not going to make any difference. Okay? All right, let's just stop here for a couple minutes, okay? Take off tape thing. Okay. And just let me ask you, is it clear? Is it, if you want to talk about it, I don't want to keep on messing up the tape.
One second, Rabbi. Okay.
Okay. Like, Hanachas Tfilin. So Hanachas Tfilin is a Maisa Mitzvah Hanacha. You make a bracha on it. But the kiyum is that the Gavra is wearing Tfilin. That's the kiyum. Okay? That's why, really, you should wear tefillin all day long. All right? You don't just put it on and take it off. It's not like Matilas Lulav. Matilas Lulav is just a Maisa Mitzvah. But in tefillin, there's a kiyum. The kiyum of the mitzvah is that the gavra is a gavra that's wearing tefillin. And the tefillin are kiyum and the gavra himself. That's why I said in Alachas there, that he can't be Messiah Das, Gufnaki, all those halachas, because it's a kiyum in the gavra. Okay? Now, you can have an enhancement in tefillin, for instance, if the underside of tefillin is not shachar. So, Ramo, it's kasher, but it's a kiyum to have a shachar on the underside of the Ritzuah too. But that's because you have a substance that's in existence. But over here, the kohen is a kiyum in the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not a kiyum in the book of Amedes because he's gone by that time. Okay? Just clarifying this idea. Okay. Anyone want to cut it?
Okay.
The kiyum in the Ksav, many kiyum. But that's because you have a chafter. Okay. So that's the Rav Chaim, basically. So that's what he says, that the Rambam really agrees 100% that there's a mitzvah b'kohen, but the mitzvah b'kohen is an enhancement in the Maisa Mitzvah. But when the Maisa Mitzvah is gone, that's it. But in terms of the in terms of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Dluka V'Omeres. So since the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Dluka V'Omeres, that's the only thing that would remove that would puzzle that would be if it's puzzled bizarre. Okay. And now he goes up. Now he makes a major point. He says, but this is all very nice, he says, but the whole thing is Sarkhan. Why? Because the question is, why is it really Kasha Bazaar? Okay? Because since the Pasuk says, Balos Chasaneris was told the Kahuna, okay? So the Hadlaka Samanara is Dafka de Kohen when it's Bifnim. Okay? So he says, so Mechit Tesei to where do we say that? Why should we say that it's Kasher Bazaar altogether? And that's Kasher, and therefore Bachut is good. Alright? So, yeah. His question is, Rav Chaim's question is simply a question of Svara. Just doesn't make sense to say that Adlakas HaMenorah, since the pasuk mentions kohuna, and adlakas haminora is not an inferior maisa mitzvah, and since it's an essential mitzvah of mikdash, and the pasuk mentions kohuna, so we should really interpret it as being ma'akev. It should be ma'akev. All right. I mean that's his question. His question requires a clear mind. In other words, that's what really makes sense. What really makes sense is that Lakas HaMenorah is a significant Maisa HaMitzvah in the Mikdash. It's an essential, and no question, and the pasuk mentions kuna, must no question that it should be ma'akev. That's how we should interpret it. Okay? So he says, and even though the sugya says that adlakas lav avodahi, he says that's just with regard to chiv misa of zoros, which is mentioned only by avodah. He says, Masha ena kain l'inyan ikav echshera, kivin l'ksiv bakauna, and kain arei l'matzina l'kshera bazar. Okay, so he says like this. He says that's true that with regard to onesh, there's no question that since it's not considered avodah, so there's no onesh of misa by zar. Okay, that makes sense because since it's not it doesn't have a din avodah. So it doesn't have a din avodah, so there's no onesh of zoros. But that should have nothing to do logically with the hechsher mitzvasa. The hechsher mitzvasa requires kahuna. So for some reason it's lav avodah, whatever the reason is. But the lav avodah should not is a halacha. It makes sense with regard to onesh. So for some reason it doesn't qualify for avodah, so therefore there's no onesh misa. But insofar as the hechsher of the cheftza shel mitzvah, the hechsher of the cheftza shel mitzvah shouldn't make any difference. Over there, since the pasuk says kohen, and since hadlaka is a significant mitzvah of the mikdash, and it's an essential mitzvah of the mikdash, and the pasuk speaks in terms of kohen, so it should be makev. It should be makev in hechshera. The reason why it's lav avodah, that's whatever the reason is, but that makes sense insofar as onesh is concerned, because onshim deal are measured in different frameworks. So insofar as onesh is concerned, that makes sense that it's that doesn't qualify, because it's lav avodah, whatever reason why it's lav avodah. Okay? But insofar as the hechsher hadavar, over there it does not make any sense to say that kahuna is not necessary as a machshir. Okay? And that's just simply from logic, Reb Chaim is asking. If a person has a clear mind, I mean, you have to see the question. Okay. Now he says like this. He says, but there's another Rambam that's very interesting. Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, where he speaks about Dishun HaMenorah and Hatava Saneros. Boker Ubeinu Abayim. And over there he says the mitzvah say, because it's Yarachos Aaron Avonov. And then the Ram mentions Adlakas Aneris is Docha Shabbos and Tumah, just like Kabonah Shekavur Lehem Zman, Shenemar Lahalos Ner Tumit. Okay, then the Ram goes on. He says, what's the Dishon HaMenorah? So he explains that when the Ner goes out, so then he has to clean it out. It takes out the psila and the oil. Oh, he cleans it out and he puts in more oil and more psila. Okay, and then he's madlik the ner shekava. And then the Rambam adds a strange expression. It says, v'adlokas haneros hi hatavasam. Okay, the adlokas haneros is the hatava. So, v'ner shematzah shelo kava, mesakna, akam shana. Okay, yeah. So Reb Chaim is bothered. He says, what is the Rambam saying, adlokas haneros hi hatavasam? What does that mean? On the surface, it sounds like, he's clearly stating that adlaka is in din a maisa of hatava. He says, but that's going to lead to serious problems. He says, why? He says because the Gemara in Yuma says hatava seneris is an avoda, and adlaka is not an avoda. So how could the Rambam identify adlaka and hatava? I mean, it's like an innate contradiction. It's nonsensical. He says, and the Rambam himself paskins that Atavas and Eris Psula Bazar, and Adlaka is Kshera Bazar. So you see clearly that Adlaka is not Atava. So how could the Ram at the same time say Adlaka Saneris Yatavas and say really that this is Atava, and at the same time say that Atava is Avoda, Adlaka is not Avoda? Okay? And Atava is Pasul Bazar, and Adlaka is Kasha Bazar. Okay? Serious problem. Okay, so now he has another problem. So now he has another problem. But underlying, all right, so you see, underlying these three problems is, of course, where Reb Chaim has his eye on is, why is Hadlaka not an Avodah? That itself requires an explanation, although he didn't bring it in openly, because that's it. The Gemara says Lav Avodah, so he's accepting it axiomatically. But of course, you understand it would be nice if we could understand why it's not an Avodah. Why isn't it an Avodah? But he doesn't mention that openly. He's just showing you the questions that necessarily result from the analysis of the material. So that's not that type of a question. But definitely, definitely that's something that is lying under the surface here, okay? But he's not approaching it directly. But now he says like this. All right, so basically, as the question is, just to review once more. So his question is, how could you say that Lukas Haneros is kosher bizarre? Really, it shouldn't be that way. Okay, logically, it shouldn't be that way. Okay. And then, of course, the more astounding problem, the open steer in the Rambam, where the Rambam identifies Hadlaka and Atava, and at the same time, he says Atava is an Avodah, and Hadlaka is not an Avodah. And Atava is Psula Bazaar, and Hadlaka is Kshera Bazaar. It's just an impossible phrase in the Rambam. Okay, now he's going to resolve it. He says like this. Anira Mukhrach Vadasa Rambam. The Sirule the Kol Ikahach Milsa, Hadlakas and Eros, Aina Mitzvah Be'etzem Maisa Hadlaka. Kiim the Ikah Mitzvasahu Sheyu Aneros Dolkim Tomid. Ubazesh Aneros Dolkim Hudahava Yisod Kiim Mitzvah Zu. Va'alohu the Koma Gamkein a Rambam, the Hadlakas and Eros Hiatavasa. Ratzaloma de b'mash haneros dolkim kilchason b'hachihu de mekayma mitzvah zu da'atava. Masha eina kein etzem maisa hadlaka eina shaychel iker kiyum mitzvah zu. Okay, so what is Reb Chaim saying at this point? I mean, what is he saying? How does he resolve the problem? I mean, if we want to say it in the most concise way possible, What is Reb Chaim saying? In the most concise way, show exactly what the Rambam is saying and to answer the steer in the Rambam. What Reb Chaim is saying is like this, that the Rambam speaks in two different languages. Sometimes he speaks in halachic terms, and sometimes he speaks in theoretical terms. Okay? When the Rambam said that the Rambam paskins in Perek Tes that Atava Saneros Psula Bazar and Adlaka Saneros is Kshara Bazar, there he's speaking in halachic terms. But when the Rambam said Adlaka Saneros Hi Atavasam, he wasn't speaking in halachic terms. He was speaking in theoretical terms. Okay? That's basically, on the most basic level, what Reb Chaim is saying. Okay, but now we have to explain what the theoretical terms are. Okay, all right, but that's his point. His point is there's no way to resolve the Rambam if you're going to say the Rambam in both instances is speaking in halachic terms. It's just not possible. It's a virtual impossibility. But the Rambam doesn't only speak in halachic terms. Sometimes he's in the Farish and he speaks theoretically. And that's really the essence of his resolution. That over here, the Rambam is speaking theoretically when he says, Hadlaka Sanera Siatavasa. Okay. And that's what he explains. Ratzalama de Bema, Shaneros Dolkim Kilchasan, Bahachiyu de Mekaima Mitzvah Zudatava. Masha Einekain, Etzem Maisa Hadlaka, Eine Sheikha Likakim Mitzvah Zud. Okay. So what is he saying now? What is Reb Chaim? He's refining his definition. See, originally he said that there's a Maisa mitzvah of Adlaka and there's a Kiyum mitzvah of Neros Dolkos. That's what he said in the second paragraph. Okay? That breakdown he had already, you see. But now he's throwing it into a more refined, abstract world. What he's saying is like this. By saying is the Rambam is explaining what exactly is taking place in Hadlaka. And it's not like he said before, that there's a Maisa HaMitzvah Hadlaka and the Kiyum Mitzvasa is that it's Dluka Vomeris. That was the original definition. That was good to differentiate between Kiyum and between Psul, and between the Psul. But Ovir is saying more. He's saying that really the framework in the Migdash is only one framework. The framework is Atava. Okay? There's only one framework. The framework, the only framework that exists in the Migdash is only Hatava, not Hadlaka. All right? What is Hatava? Hatava is, there's a Maisa of Hatava. Like he explains, you clean out the menorah, take out the old oil, the old wick, clean it out, put a new oil, new wick. That is the Maisa of Hatava. But the Maisa of Hatava reaches its fulfillment, you see, finds its final completion. Its final completion is in the emergence of the Ner Dolok. And what is the Ner Dolok? The Ner Dolok is Hatava par excellence. See, that is the ultimate completion of Hatava. Now you have a full Ner. Okay? So the Deluk of the Ner Dolok is really the finalization, the ultimate realization of Hatava. Okay? Because that's a Ner. Once you have the Ner, that is all essence of the of Hatava. Hatava means to perfect it. And what can perfect it more than when it emerges as a Ner? That's the perfection of the entity. Okay? That's what Reb Chaim is saying over here. That's what the Rambam is saying, actually. Hadlakas haneros hi hatavasa. What the Rambam is saying is that there is no institution of hadlaka, like a maisa mitzvah hadlaka and a kiyum of dluka v'omeris. No, that's not the formulation. The formulation is there's only Hatavas Haneros. And when the Ner is Deluka Vomeris, then the Hatava is realized. That's the ultimate realization of the Hatava. That's the ultimate Hatava. The ultimate realization of the Hatava. That's when it's Tov, is when it's a Ner. It emerges as a substance of a Ner. That's the ultimate Hatava. That's the perfection of the Hatava. So in the Migdash, there's only one thing. There's only Hatava. Okay? But of course, you can't have Hatava without a Maisa of Hadlaka. Okay? That's where the Maisa of Hadlaka comes in. But the Maisa Hadlaka is not a Maisa. It's not that there's a Maisa Hadlaka and a Kiyum of Luka Vomeris. You see, the Maisa Hadlaka is a necessary activity for the culmination of the Hatava. Okay? But there really is only Hatava. That's what the Rambam is saying. Hadlaka saneros hi atavasam. There's only atava. But you must have hadlaka in order that atava should emerge and find its fulfillment. Okay, that's what Rabbi Chaim is saying.
Ready?
Yes.
If you did the atava...
Okay, one second. I want to take off the... Okay. So see, previously was defining it as a Maisa Mitzvah of Hadlaka, and the Kiyum Mitzvasa is Luka Vomeris. Now he's saying that there is no Maisa Mitzvah of Hadlaka. The only Maisa Mitzvah is Hatava, but Hadlaka is that action which is simply indispensable. It's an indispensable action for the ultimate Hatava to become a reality. For the Atava to become an ultimate reality. Okay? Now look what he says. It's like this. V'alkein le'inyin din avoda dinon cholok. Da'adishon v'nesinas Hashem man dinom hu de'etzem ma'aseyem hu shayach l'kiyam mitzvasu. Alkein hi chashuv mavoda. So he said, Reb Chaim had his eye on why it is avoda. Masha Enikin had luck at Lav Betzim Maisa had luck of Hushim Makaim on Mitzvah. Al Kain Inu Bechal Avoda. The Din Avoda Chalosa Rak Al Etzim HaMaisa. The Makam Shetzim Maisa who Hechshed in Kiyuma. Masha Enikin, but luck at the Maisa had luck of Enu Mosef Kwal Behechshed in Kiyuma. Al Kain Lav Avoda. Okay. So what he's saying is like this. That the he's saying that's why, now you can understand why it's not an Avoda. Not because it's insignificant. And that's something that was underlying Reb Chaim's thinking all along. That to say Adlakas and Eris are insignificant, and that's why it's kosher bizarre, it's inferior, that's an impossibility. To anybody that has any sense in the whole Seder Avodah, in the Migdash, doesn't make any sense. But he says like this. He says, now that you're saying that Adlaka is really not a mitzvah per se. There's no mitzvah to go lighting candles in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, there is only Hatava. But the ultimate Hatava is the Cheftza Shel, when it emerges as a Nair, that's the realization of all the Hatava. Okay? So therefore, it says like this. So therefore, now you can understand why it's not an Avoda. Not because it's inferior, but because, and why Hatava is an Avoda. Because in the act, in Hatava, it's the very substance you're doing. You're engaged in the substance of the activity of Hatava. You're cleaning the menorah. You're taking out the oil. You're putting in new oil. That is a maisa of Hatava. But in Hadlaka, you are not engaged in a maisa. The Hatava emerges the moment the Nair Dolok emerges. But it's not a part of the substance of your activity. You follow what he's saying? He's saying the Ner Dolok is the ultimate realization of Hatava. But the Ner Dolok, since Ner Dolok is the ultimate realization of Hatava, it's a phenomenon. It's the phenomenon of the Ner Dolok is the ultimate realization of the Hatava. And for that, there's no Maisa. Of course, there's an indispensable pre-activity, which is Hadlaka. That's indispensable. But in terms of the Cheftza Shel Hatava, it's simply the existence of the Ner Dolok, which is the ultimate Hatava. That's the concept. So therefore, what Reb Chaim is saying is, now we understand why it's not an Avoda. Because an Avoda has to be an activity where the very substance of the activity is defined in the halachic category. The halachic category is Hatava, and the substance of activity is an activity of Hatava. But in Adlaka, you can't say that, because in Adlaka, the lighting itself is not the substance of Hatava. The substance of Hatava is when the Ner Dolok emerges, now the Ner is ultimately in Mutav. Now it's reached its ultimate objective. But the action is not an action. It lacks an action. You see, so the phenomenon is like this, that which brings the culmination, which is the highest point, is nevertheless lacking in terms of activity of the Gavra, because the culmination doesn't come through his action. The culmination comes through the existence of the Ner Dolok. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, what he's saying is, now we can understand why it's not Avodah. Not because it's inferior, but because it lacks in Maisa. Okay? Because the culmination, that's what the Rambam means when he says, Hadlokas Haneris Hiatavosam. And that's why it's no contradiction when the Rambam says that Atavas Haneros is Psula Bazaar, and Hadlokas Haneros, which one would think is much higher, is Kasha Bazaar. It is higher. It's higher because, in the sense that now a Nair emerges, which is the ultimate view of the Hatava, of the final formulation of the Hatava. Now it's in its best state, but that's simply because of the existence of the Nair, not the lighting. Masha'ina came when in Dishan HaMenorah, there it's the activity is an activity of Hatava. So since that's why Hatava is Avoda, and that's why Hadlaka is not Avoda. Not because Adlaka is inferior, but because in Adlaka, the very substance of the activity is not in the halacha category. It's the effect that's in the halacha category. Okay, so it creates, this activity creates the greatest effect of Hatava, the ultimate effect of Hatava. Now it's in its final perfect state. But the activity per se is not an activity of Hatava. Okay, it's an indispensable activity for the Hatava to emerge. It emerges when the Nair emerges, now the ultimate substance of Nair in its most perfected state emerges. So, but that's the existence of the Nair Dolok. The Nair Dolok is the ultimate Hatava, okay? But the activity per se is not considered an activity of Hatava because the activity is not Hatava anymore. So in the ultimate state, it comes out that the activity, because of the ultimate state, the activity is really lacks in the character of the category, halacha category, which is Hatava. That's basically what he's saying. It's very hard to explain beyond that. But that's what he's saying. So therefore, he says that that answers the theorem in the Rambam. Okay? That that adlakasan hi atavasan, exactly what the Rambam was speaking when he said adlakasan hi atavasan, he didn't mean it halachically, categorically. He meant it theoretically. He was explaining theoretically how, what it is. Of course, it's halachically too. I mean, it's not, this is a halachic phenomenon. But he's explaining the halachic phenomenon. It's a phenomenological explanation. That this, the hadlaka brings in the ultimate hatava when you have the near dolok. Okay? So that's what he says. So he says, yeah.
Ready?
Right, yes, go ahead.
Says,
the din avoda chalosa rak al etzem hamaisa ubemakom she etzem hamaisa hu hechsher dim kiyuma. What he means is that the etzem hamaisa is the very hechsher of the kiyum hamitzvah of atava. So that's where the act has the intrinsic property of atava. Okay, but over here the act doesn't have the intrinsic property of atava. It's just an indispensable activity for the atava to come into play and to be fully realized. It's a realization, and the realization is only through the existence of the Nair. Okay? All right, now let's just finish it off. So it's like this. Okay, but let's ask a question now. So how does this fit in terms of what he said before? That's an important question. How does it fit in terms of what he said before? Okay? That the Rambam also would agree that Bifnim would only be Kohen. And the Rambam in the Koseres, if I'm not mistaken, mentions that the mitzvah is Adlakas Haneris, am I right? And Bias Mikdash in the Koseres. Mention it? It's not over here. No, it's in. I'm sorry. It's not in Klamy. It's in. What do you call it? It's in Tamidim Masafim, right? It's in Tamidim Masafim. Yeah. What is he saying? He says Mahadlik Neres B'chol Yom Mitzvah Vav Hilchos Tamidim Masafim Mahadlik Neres B'chol Yom. So what do you say about that question? That's a question. That's a good question. All right? Now let's think about it in a minute. Let me try to take off the tape.
All
right. Okay. All right. So now the question is that once you say that there's no... So Hadlaka is just an indispensable activity. So why isn't Kasher Bazar Bifnim? And what happened to his previous answer? But there's another problem. Problem is... The Rambam doesn't mention in the Koseres of Tmidim and Musafim, he doesn't mention Hatava. He just mentions Mitzvah Vav. Lahadlik Neres B'chol Yom. And in Perek Gimel, however, he mentions that in Halacha Yud, Dishin Amenorotos Nezberger Ben Abayim Mitzvah Sei. Shnei Meyachas Aron Avonov. So So why doesn't he mention Dishin as a mitzvah? And then he switches Vadlakas and Neos Dechas Shabbos Atuma as if they're interchangeable. So what we want to say is, that's really part of what Reb Chaim is explaining. Namely, that the mitzvah, the institution of Hadlakas Haneros, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneros is one, is kol everything. It means to mitzvah is to bring the atava to its ultimate realization. That's the mitzvah. So therefore, it's a maisa mitzvah. And therefore, b'fnim, he can't do it. Azor cannot do it. But it's not considered an avodah, because the nature of the thing is, that's the nature of the mitzvah, is to bring the atava to its ultimate realization. So the essence of the mitzvah resides in the culmination of the atava. And therefore, insofar as that structural formulation, in that structural formulation, the maisa is not considered an avodah, because it's not really an essential, substantial performance of Hatava. But nevertheless, it's a mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring the Hatava to its ultimate realization. So therefore, there can't be any psul zor, because it lacks an avodah as a maisa. But nevertheless, it is considered a mitzvah. And therefore, b'fnim, it must be done oidei kohen. Okay. What?
Why only b'fnim?
Because b'fnim is where the mitzvah is. B'chutz, there's no mitzvah. But it'll be kosher. If you bring it in later b'fnim, you can't say it's not kosher. Because the moment you bring it in, you're going to have an ultimate atava. Then you'll create the atava through bringing it in. Yep. It was around Perktes. It's Perktes Halacha Zion. Yeah. Mitzvah Tava. Because that formula is called the whole institution. To create, to bring the Atava to its ultimate realization. So Atava itself is included. It's one formulation. That's very good why the Rambam only counts Hadlakas Haneros. And it's very good why it's a mitzvah. Okay? All right, let's stop here.
Okay?
The ultimate realization of the Atava. That's the mitzvah. So the way that we defined it yesterday is the definition of Hadlaka is to, and this, and the thing about Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim shows that this is the case according to everybody. Even according to the Raifa, this is the case. Because everybody holds that everybody agrees with the principle that that Atava is psula bizarre and Adlaka is not. So how do you explain that? So he shows you this really according to everybody. That's the that's how Chaim shows. Okay, now he concludes. He says, "V'achim is b'ayam gam." So the concept is of Adlaka is to the mitzvah, the nature of mitzvah adlaka, which is all inclusive, is to bring to ultimate bring about the ultimate realization of atava. But since that's the nature of its formulation, it lacks in a din of a maisa hechsher. It lacks in the din of a maisa hechsher. It's not a din of a maisa hechsher anymore, because hechsher means where the person engages in an act of hatava, which is before the culmination. But in the culmination itself, you see, he's only a means, a vehicle, to create the ultimate realization. So there, he's not involved in an act of atava. That's the Reb Chaim. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Okay, you got it? Okay? Yeah. Now he says like this. Kas haneiros, doches ha-shabbos, v'satumah k'kabonish k'vul ha-zman, mishim d'nema ba-tumet. So the Rambam says that the reason why the Adlakas haneiros is doches ha-shabbos and tumah is because it says tumet, and the limud is from tumet. So Reb Chaim says, v'vum yisad, Adlakas atzma lav k'vul ha-zmani. That Adlaka itself is not Kavu Zman. Of course, if it were Kavu Zman, you wouldn't have to have a special limud. The Lavachi are Lavitz Rechidin Lakra the Talmud, Lavirish Docha Shabbos Atuma. But typically, in the Kol Dova or Shekavu Zman, Docha Shabbos Atuma. For a Pasuk or Rambam, the Mitzvazu, the Dishin Amenor, Vatavas Anera, Sibachol Boker, Bein Arbayim. So, and the Rambam says that there is, it is Kavu Zman. Then can't write Kavu Zman. Elevadai Kimosha Kasavno. The Maisa Adlaka Einem Akevas Klau, the Iker Dinom Rakshiyu Omdin Lukim Bimkoman, whom the Mela the Ein Zman Lavakasam. Because it says, because the nature of the formulation is to create the ultimate realization of Atava, which is that you have Neros Delukos. And that there's no Zman, that's constant. So in the formulation of the mitzvah of Hadlaka is the concept of creating an entity of which is the ultimate realization of the Atava, which is a Ner that's Dluk of Almedes. So a Ner Dluk of Almedes is a constant. So that's why it's not subject to Zman, because of the nature of the formulation. You have to understand what he's doing here. Nature of the formulation. So therefore, you can't learn out from Kavul Zman. Because over here, the essence of the thing resides in the production of the entity, in the effect of the Maisa. And the essence is to create an effect of the ultimate realization of Atava. And that ultimate realization of Atava is not Kavu Zman, that's a constant. Because it has to be Gluka Vamedis all the time. So that's what he says. He says, Kavu Gamkein Meloshin Rambam, Shekasa Vamadlik Ner Shekava. So you see, so it's not totally, the Hadlaka is not totally in Zman, it's totally in situation. A Nersha Kava is Madlik. And a Nersha Shalokava is Mesakin. So you see, the whole mitzvah is to create a Ner that's the ultimate, that realizes Hatova. And that's a Ner Dluka Vamedes. Because that's in the halacha of Hechsher. In Hechsher there's a Zman, but not in the ultimate realization of the Atava. So it comes out that which is lower is really higher, because that's the beauty of his idea over here, that which is lower is really higher. Because the act of Atava is a Hechsher. So you would think that that's lower. But no, that's really higher. Why? In one sense. Why? Because since it is an act of Atava, it's an act of Hechsher, and the act of Hechsher is subject, it has a nature of its own, and it's subject to Zman. So therefore, even though it's lower than the ultimate realization, but it's higher in terms of the categorical formulation and lends itself to Zman. Mashainikin, the higher thing, because of its height, is removed from the concept of an act that has the character of Hechsher. And it's removed from the concept of an act that's subject to Zman, because of the nature of the formulation, because of the fact that it's so high. Okay? That's what he's saying. Why? The kivan, the etzem, maisa hadlaka, einem, iker, kiyum dino, because the actual maisa is not from the kiyum dino, because the actual maisa is only to create the ultimate, its essence is in creating the ultimate ner, that's a ner of atava, to the realization of atava. So in the action itself, in the maisa itself, there's nothing. So therefore, zoram b'chutzos is fine. Kivon de etzem maisa loka me'ikar kiyum dino, the hechshera shel adlaka saneros, and it's not a machsher anymore because it's reached the ultimate realization. So it can't be defined as a machsher. Al kein memela the lo shayach b'psul zoras v'chutz. That's why it's not shayach. That's why the psul of zoras v'chutz, the psul of chutz, is not shayach in adlaka itself. That's why now he's explaining an extra thing. Why there's no psul of chutz? And the besides the psul of zoras, but both are in shayach, because the essence of the activity rests in the fact that it's the ultimate realization of Atava and the existence of the Nair. So the Maisa itself.
No, we're switching the tape.
Okay. I'm just finished, actually.
Yeah, it's okay, it's fine, good.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember Shach Psul Zoros for. And so Chaim is adding that there's no Psul Zoros and there's no Psul Chutz. Because the nature of the act is to bring a realization of the ultimate realization of Atava, which is the Ner Dluka Vomedes. So therefore, in the action, because it's reached the ultimate state, so the action loses its significance. Mashayinikin, the lower action of Atava, is defined as an act of Heksher. But this can't be Heksher, because now you've reached the end goal. Okay? Vafilu Lodas arrive at the Lechat Chilo Mitzvah B'Kohen, and even according to the Raiva that holds even B'chutz, it's a Mitzvah B'Kohen, Mikomakom Psula Leka Bazar. Why? Because there's still no Psula Zor, Kivon the Ein Maisa Had Laka Meikad Dina Kamashin Zbar. This is showing that even according to the Raiva, you have to admit that the Raiva holds here Lechat Chilo, it's B'Kohen. But even the Raiva admits that there's no psul of zor. And why shouldn't there be a psul of zor in Hechshera? But the answer is because it's not Hechsher. It's not Hechsher anymore. It's creating the ultimate realization of the Ner of Atava. It's the end goal of the Atava, creating the ultimate realization of Atava. And because of that, it lacks in Maisa. It's an unbelievable piece, an unbelievable concept. Unbelievable when you think about it. Okay. The Machloek is the Rambam and the Ravid. That the Ravid holds that even that he's not concerned with. I mean, Rav Chaim doesn't attempt to answer every point, every kasha. But it's interesting. I mean, it looks now like the Ravid is pretty difficult. Why does the Ravid hold that Bachutz, you need the Zekim of Kohen, even Bachutz. But that has to be a different machlekes. That has to be a question of whether. Yeah, that has to. Just give me a second. Whether Adlakas Aneros is Tully in Hechel, or whether Adlakas Aneros is Komak on the Mikdash. That's what the machlekes will be, between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid holds any place in the Mikdash is considered. So the Ravid simply holds that Bachutz is no different than Bifnim. That's what Rav Chaim is saying. That's the Machlekes. Machlekes is where there's a Shem Adlaka. If you madlik the Cheftza Shel Menorah in Mikdash or only in the Hechel. Okay? That's the Machlekes. That's not right. Of course, the Ravid will have one problem with being the Ravid, though. Why there's no Psul Chutz? Why is there no Psul Chutz? That's a separate question. But that's the way the Ravid learns. That's the Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Okay, we'll stop here.